Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unwrapped insight, this gift of prophecy where God reveals himself to us and allows us to participate in proclaiming him to others. And we live with an insight that comes not from our wisdom, but from God and his Spirit, his Word, dwelling within us. So today we're going to focus in on insight for guidance. The insight that God gives would guide us in all things. Proverbs 1, verses 5 and 6 says, "Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise." Yesterday, we focused in on insight to understand God's laws. And today, we're kind of following that up with an insight that would guide us into an understanding of the teachings of God's Word. The parts that, well, may not be clear. In fact, Jesus says he taught in parables in order to keep those who really didn't want to listen from understanding. There was, throughout the book of Proverbs, some of it gets confusing. And God says he gives us this gift of insight, a discernment, that we would not only know what his word says, we would understand the mystery of the gospel, the good news of Jesus, and we'd be able to share it. The purpose isn't just that we become smarter or wiser or more understanding than anyone else, so that we would learn to live it and share it with others. As we live life, it's not just God's word. There's many things in life that I don't understand, at least. Maybe you do, but I suspect there are many things in life you don't understand either. It's the nature of living in a complex world designed by a God whose thoughts are so much higher and purer and more noble than any thoughts that we could have. And the best way to understand the things that are difficult is to spend time with the one that designed it. If I'm working on something, and it's not often I do it because I'm not very good at it, but minor repairs or maintenance on a vehicle or even things around the house, when I get stuck, which is usually pretty early in the process, I look for the owner's manual. I look for the instructions. I look for guidance from the person that designed the thing that I'm working on. They know how it went together. They know how it needs to be put back together. And those instruction manuals, those owner's manuals, give me great insight because they give me a glimpse into the mind of the designer, the mind of the manufacturer, the mind of the builder. And the good news for human life is God has given us an instruction manual of sorts which give us a glimpse into his mind. The one who created us, designed us, who knit us together in our mother's womb. This instruction manual, this owner's manual is it's called the Bible. But he doesn't just hand us a book and say, good luck. He puts His Spirit within us to interpret the parts that we find confusing. I say we find because they're not confusing to God. They're not confusing to His Spirit. Because God has a bigger view than what we have. The things that are confusing, at least to me, are things that, well, I can't wrap my mind around because, well, of the finite nature of my mind, of earth, of time. And yet a God who sees tomorrow as clearly as He sees today, as clearly as He sees yesterday, there's an understanding that goes beyond anything that you or I will ever comprehend fully, even when we stand face to face with Jesus. We'll know all that we need to know, but I suspect even that will not be complete. Still things that God knows that we never will. We simply couldn't contain it. It was the issue in the Garden of Eden. God created a place for mankind to fellowship with Him and for Him to fellowship with mankind. And yet the temptation was, if they would eat of this fruit, they could have the knowledge that God has. They would become like God. There wasn't a realization that that was not a good goal. That was not even an attainable goal. And so it brought upon mankind a sentence of death. But even from the beginning, we gaze into God's Word and this gift of insight that He gives us by His Spirit and the nature of His Word reveals to us a plan of love, a rescue mission to save us from ourselves, from the sin that we commit. As we talked about on Sunday, this biblical prophecy isn't about us being wise enough to predict the future. It's about us having the insight into God's Word to proclaim the truth. The prophets of old were not making up stories that they wanted to happen. They were not good predictors of things to come. They were faithful proclaimers of the message God directed them to give. And God has called each of us as believers in Jesus to make disciples as we go throughout the world, as we go throughout life. And He gives us this gift of insight to guide us. Not just in understanding what the words say, but in understanding how to apply them. Often that's the difficulty with parables, with riddles. We hear the words, we know what the words say, we even know what the words mean. We struggle to understand how to apply it. And God loves us so much that He gives us this gift of insight, the indwelling of His Spirit, to guide us into the practical application of living the Word of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that was Jesus. And as Jesus ascended into heaven, He says, I'm giving you My Spirit, the Word, to dwell within you. And so we heed the words of the Bible that says to let the word of Christ dwell richly within us. This gift of insight that guides our understanding of what God wants and how we can live in obedience to Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the gift of your Spirit, the gift of your Word, and together they give us insight as another of your gifts. We grow in an understanding of not just what it says, but how we ought to live it. So God, help us to pay attention, to value this gift, to consider how you would have us involved in proclaiming the truth, sharing the good news of Jesus, with understanding, with guidance, with direction that comes from your Spirit. And Father, as we live out this day and this week, and so much of the country is cold, and we're looking at a cold and snowy week here in northern Indiana, and God, rather than being distracted by that, help us to find ways in the midst of it to be filled with that gift of insight on how to use the circumstances of life to share Jesus with others. And so God, today, as we live, as we grow, as we spend time in prayer and in your word, may your Spirit guide us. And may we live in such a way that we lift up Jesus in all things. Father, that as we lift up Jesus, may He draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.